$100 billion Virginia data center project near Civil War battlefield collapses after five-year fight by citizens. By Lucas Nolan on September 3, 2026. A $100 billion data center complex planned to be built near the Manassas National Battlefield Park in Virginia has effectively been canceled after residents spent 5 years fighting it in courtrooms, newspapers, and town halls. Bloomberg reports that the Digital Gateway project, valued at roughly $100 billion, would have covered up to 37 buildings on more than 1,600 acres, an area about twice the size of New York Central Park. It called for 3.5 gigawatts of electricity, roughly what the entire city of Tampa, Florida, consumes. County officials had projected up to $400 million a year in tax revenue if it were completed. Instead, a Virginia court blocked the project's approval over administrative procedure defects, and the Virginia Court of Appeals upheld the ruling. The case turned on a narrow detail. Newspaper announcements about the land use deliberation ran every 3 days instead of the required minimum 6-day interval. The court found the repurposing process invalid on those procedural grounds alone. It did not rule on whether the data centers were necessary or what they'd do to the environment. The site sits near Manassas National Battlefield, the historic site of a major Civil War battle, and that proximity became a rallying point for opponents. Residents worried about damage to the historical site, the power demands of the buildings, new high-voltage transmission lines, noise, and falling home values. A local homeowners association joined with environmental and cultural preservation groups, and retirees led filings for public records, political campaigns, and lawsuits against the project. The land itself had already changed hands at inflated prices. Acreage that once cost up to $200,000 climbed to as much as $1 million an acre amid the broader data center construction boom. The legal ground shifted further this year. Prince William County withdrew from the lawsuit in April, narrowing the developer's options. That same month, Compass Data Centers, backed by Brookfield, abandoned plans for more than 800 acres of the project. Chris Crosby, Compass's chief executive, told Bloomberg the decision went beyond dollars and cents. The decision to withdraw was not solely due to financial calculations. He added that the company's standing with the surrounding community had suffered lasting harm. Our partnership with the business-critical community has been irreversibly damaged. About 100 households in the area had already spent tens of millions of dollars pursuing the fight. Facing another 2 to 3 years of legal and financial uncertainty, they chose to sell their land instead. QTS, owned by Blackstone, held on longer, but in July it told the Virginia Supreme Court it would no longer pursue the legal battle. Compass's earlier exit had already pushed up QTS's share of shared power grid construction costs. On top of the tens of millions of dollars QTS had spent preparing land and power supply. Glenn Davis, former director of the Virginia Department of Energy, told Bloomberg the industry was caught off guard by how far the backlash spread. The data center industry did not expect the opposition to grow like this. He said the industry ceded early control of the narrative. We let the other side lead the public opinion. And it is much more difficult to change the perception once created. Breitbart News previously reported that $130 billion in AI data center projects were delayed in the first 3 months of the year. At least 75 projects worth about $130 billion have been blocked or delayed from January through March across the country as a result of data center opponents, according to a Data Center Watch study obtained by NBC News. The authors of the study further noted that this hindering of AI data centers is the most on record in a three-month period since they began tracking the matter in 2023. The quarter reflected a structural shift rather than a cyclical spike. Communities have internalized an opposition playbook. Legislative sessions introduced formal regulatory uncertainty. And the number of active opposition groups more than doubled to 833 across 49 states, the study read. AI data centers continue to emerge as a major issue in political races around the country. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at Bloomberg here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.